Father and mother.
They are fighting, not taping. What they are fighting for? For inheritance. Inheritance becomes a problem. Awliya Allah, what they do, they give whatever they have on their in their lives before they die, in order their children not to fight. Or they give it away. They don't give their children, they give to someone else.
Who is that? Alaykum as-salam.
You came late, we finished.
How are you, doctor?
So, come here and see you. You are coming for the atikaf tonight? So they fight for what?
Inheritance.
For inheritance. Same father, same mother. Children begin to fight. So your money becomes your enemy. What you leave behind become a curse on you in your grave. Because if the children take it and went using it for evil things or for drugs or for any kind of bad desires, it's become curse on you in your grave. Hey, Ya Rabbi, I didn't do it. Why you didn't give it in the way of Allah then? Why you left it for them? I didn't know. Allah, okay, never mind, forgive you. Don't repeat it next time. But you are in the grave. What saves the parents if the child is pious? Save the parents in the grave. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul. Say in his city, in his village, one, the most cruel person in the village died. And they bury him, and no one was behind him except the imam prayed on him, because he's a Muslim, they have to pray on him. They pray on him, and they bury him immediately. And in that area, it's always in winter, is snow. And Grand Sheikh said, when you enter that cemetery, you will see snow everywhere, except on that grave, this snow is melting from the intensity of fire that he is under punishment in the grave. Snow cannot stay. And he said they used to hear someone, when you beat him, you beat him, you beat him, or you punish, torture him, what happened to him when you leave him alone after torture? We say in Arabic, anin. He's crying, but you know, kind of
whimpering.
Yeah. Okay. So whimpering because of severe punishment. After 7 years, the punishment stopped. They were not hearing anymore that sound. snow on the grave. They were surprised. What happened? They began to look. They came to Grand Sheikh and they said, what is, you are our Sheikh, so what is, what happened? And he said, go ask his wife. He sent to his, went to his wife and they said, what happened that we are not hearing, means punishment is stopped. She said, today and yesterday, my child, which I was pregnant with when my husband died, today he became 7 years. I sent him to the Tahfiz al-Quran, to where they memorize Quran. No one wanted to take him because we have no money, except one imam. He said, I will teach him for Allah's sake. And today was his first day in school. And the imam was teaching him Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So they came to Grand Sheikh and they said, this is what she said to us. He said, with his heart vision, he said, Allah inspired to my heart to answer you that how I am his Lord, punishing the father when the son is mentioning my name. Where is my mercy? I cannot punish someone when his son is mentioning my name. I freed him. So what happened is that our inheritance, better to give it to someone far from you. But it's difficult. You give some to your children, but make sure you do something for the best of Muslims. By this way, you will not be asked. Everything you give to the children, you don't know what the children will do with it. Might be it become a curse on you. Children are running from here to here to here to here. That's why you see Awliya Allah always, they don't keep anything. They try to pass here, pass here, pass here, pass here, pass here. And people are not generous. When you ask them to give, they don't. Their hands are... Shake your hand. Yeah, shake it. Yeah, they shake their hands. They cannot. But when you ask, you are asking for their favor. You are doing for them favor. They are not doing for you favor. It's the favor for them. Because when they give with in Allah's way. They don't give, you ask, push them to give. Some people say, don't push people to give. No, push people to give. Because Allah said, take from their money. Khud, Ya Rasulullah, take, khud. Min amwalihim sadaqa. Take from their money. In any mean. Because they don't give. They don't give, it's okay. Let them, if they don't have, they say we don't have, okay. Go clean the masjid. Go clean the kitchen downstairs. No one cleaning. Clean wudu area. No one cleaning. Everyone will throw it on the other. You don't have anything to give. You at least give cleaning the masjid. It's a masjid. So that is the problem, is that we don't want to give, and we want to be, or not to be cursed. Okay, you are not cursed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with you, when you are making something for the benefit of the ummah, for the benefit of the believers, for the Muslims, and for non-Muslims even. When you give. Charity is charity, either Muslim or not Muslim. So inheritance makes problems and makes brothers and sisters fighting with each other. As I said, one of the signs of the last days that Prophet ﷺ mentioned is on the same house, on the same table, the family are eating and everyone cursing the other in his back. They don't agree. This one communist, this one capitalist, this one what? Extremist, this one fanatic. All of them fighting with each other on the same table, same father, same mother. And the husband fighting with the wife fighting with the husband. Tell me which house today there is no fight. Yeah? Khan, you fight? Yeah? No, there is no house that peaceful, complete peace. No. Must be something, shaitan comes to destroy the family. Especially in countries where everything is open. Islam gave discipline, rules. You have to follow the rules. You cannot put fire near petrol. What will happen? Explode. You go to the beach, you have men near women. Men naked, women naked. So what's going to happen? And how many Muslims going to the beach? Huh? Too many or too much? Where you are going to the beach? What you are doing to the beach? Swimming. Who's there? Men beach or women beach? No, mixed. So you put fire in front of petrol, of course it's going to burn. So shaitan comes, put the fire near petrol. What we can do? We are weak, helpless servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is two kinds of desire. Shahwatul halal, shahwatul haram. Shahwatul halal is the desire, halal desire, and there is haram desire. Which you prefer more, the halal or the haram? Yeah.
Halal desire.
What he said? Shahwatul halal, shahwatul haram, means desire that are allowed to have by halal means, and desires that you are forbidden to do because it's haram. So which one you prefer?
The first one.
But you are not practicing the first one. Always you go to the second one. Shaitan always takes you to the second one. No way to keep you on the first one. Say, oh, no. Your wife, ah, ugly. Look at the other one. There is a nicer one on the street. Before they were covered, they used to wear loose clothes, men and women. Today, men and women are wearing very tight clothes. So what Shaitan, what comes to say to you? Comes to the man, say, oh, look at this woman. And come to the woman, say, look at this man. No? Might be she's walking with her husband or he's walking with his wife. But his eyes not on his wife, his eyes where, Khan? On somewhere else. That's Shahwatul Haram. You go to England on Oxford Street. I see it a lot. You see the lady covered from top to bottom, they covered completely. Only the eyes you can see, and everything black, white, loose. I'm surprised. You see, she's pushing the child, and the husband behind her, wearing short, no hat, nothing, and short sleeves, sometime like that, what you call them? T-shirts. With no sleeves, completely, walking behind her. Why, you are man allowed, and she is woman not allowed. This is Shahwatul Haram. This is what we call, he wants to show his manhood on his wife, but he doesn't show his manhood on himself. Everyone has this kind of problem. He wants to control, and on himself he's loose. So that's where Shaitan comes and attacks us. On these points, which center of gravity, every person has a center of gravity in his heart. As soon as it reaches the inclination that will fall on it, it will fall. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
Amen.
Because without protection, we will lose. There is no way to save ourselves. Everyone knows what he did, especially Westerners. Don't ask how many they dated in their lives. Abdul Wahid looking down now. How much they went here and there. Not only them, everyone. And it's nothing. You are doing something normal. You date, it's normal. It's not? It's normal. How, Dr. Jamal, they made it normal? Because they say if you don't date, means you are mentally disturbed. You have something wrong here inside.
Well, the parents say you have to experience before you get married.
Huh? Yeah. Your father told you that?
Yeah, mom, father, everything.
So you experienced?
No experience. That's what they say.
Yeah. Because when you get married, no more experience.
Yeah.
You have to do the training before. After marriage, training is finished. How many years training it took you?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I am surprised. I see some people, they have this, sometime on the TV they come, I'm putting here or there. You see these people that they are married, they are not married, and they're living together, and they have 3-4 children, and they say, "And we are not married." Why you are not married? You have 3-4 children from same mother, same father, and because of that small paper, you don't want that paper? You don't need the paper. Say, "I'm married without paper." This is what they teach, and they are proud of it. You see how much low they went and say, where is the signs of the last day? Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam coming, first cutting neck of 70,000 alim, Muslim scholar, because they know what is wrong, they are teaching to stop that, but they are not stopping it on themselves. 70,000 of them, because they are going to object on him. Object on me, come. Cut. Yalla. Not like, not with sword, is a spiritual sword. I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they finish. Move them away. Jinn comes and take them, bury them. Mahdi alayhi salam time, as Muhyiddin ibn Arabi said, out of 7, 1 will stay alive, 6 will die. Means what? 70% of people will die, 30% will stay.
7 billion.
On the streets, he said that young children, 7 years of age, their hair become white from the horrible scene and the horror they are going to see. Sayyidina al-Mahdi ordered jinn to carry all these bodies and bury them. Only believers stays alive. And Sayyidina Isa, that Sayyidina Isa comes after Sayyidina al-Mahdi by 1 year, if you calculate it, 1 year and a half. He comes after 40 days, but the first day is like 1 year, the second day is like 1 month, the third day is like 1 week, and the other days are like normal days. So if you count them, it will be like one year and a half. Then Sayyidina Isa comes. Allah make the first day is like 1 year, stretch it. Imagine, not sleeping one day. He said in his time, people, they will not feel hungry. One bite of bread or one bite of food, enough for 40 days. You don't feel hungry, don't feel thirsty from the barakah of the food at that time. It is said that when Sayyidina al-Mahdi comes, watermelon from the power of the earth, he will order the earth to bring all its power. The watermelon go up like a tree, not anymore on like small roots, branch, small
vines
and the watermelon. No, these vines become coming up and the watermelons hanging straight forward. When the power of the earth will give out. We hope to see these days, inshallah. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.